Significant precipitation has occurred in the last 24 to 48 hours across the U.S. southern plains, ending a long period without significant precipitation. There's been some other opportunities for showers occurring periodically there, but this is the first generalized rain event that's impacted portions of southern hard red winter wheat country, as well as the Texas cotton, corn, and sorghum producing areas in months. And the precipitation will certainly go a long way in improving range and pasture conditions. There will still need to be frequent follow-up precipitation to end the drought that continues to prevail in a major way across those areas. Some of the central U.S. plains will pick up on a little bit of moisture from the same storm system today, but we don't expect anywhere near as much moisture there. Anywhere from a tenth to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch of moisture will likely occur. Portions of the Texas Panhandle wheat country yesterday picked up on 1 to 2 inches of moisture. That is going to go a long way towards improving the long-term outlook for some of the wheat in that part of the country. Well, in the Midwest, we expect to see some of the same storm system impact the region, but in a rather minor way. We'll see precipitation work its way through a part of the Midwest over the next day or two, but we're not expecting large volumes of precipitation to evolve. Most everybody will end up seeing only light amounts of precipitation on this first storm system, but there are three total storms coming up through the region. Today's storm will probably produce a tenth to 5 tenths and local amounts to 1 inch of moisture across the western Corn Belt and portions of the central and eastern Midwest. And in fact, some of this precipitation will linger tomorrow. We'll look for that to be followed by two larger storm systems that will impact the Delta initially and move to the northeast across the Ohio River Basin and into southeastern Canada. First disturbance is expected to evolve as we get into the weekend, and it will likely come across most of the Midwest from late Saturday afternoon on into Monday. That will be followed by a second storm system developing in the Delta again, but this time skirting the eastern portions of the Midwest, coming up through Kentucky into West Virginia and Pennsylvania. So some areas in the Midwest won't see as much moisture out of the second storm system, but it will be colder by that point in time, so it might be just a little bit of accumulating snow possible for the system that goes through at the southeastern corner of our Midwest during the late weekend and early part of next week. Once that last system is out of the way, we'll be in a cold and dry weather mode for a little while. A little bit of snow shower and snow flurry activity will occur, but we're not expecting it to have a long-term impact on the region. No major storms are likely to come along to produce substantial amounts of snowfall, at least not after we get through the first half of next week. Our temperatures will be trending cooler, but they won't be anywhere near as cold as the readings that will be out there in parts of the plains over this next week. We'll expect our temperatures to cool down quite a bit, running from unseasonably warm readings here over the next 3 days or so, back to temperatures that are a little bit more seasonable next week. The high temperatures this afternoon will be limited to the 30s and 40s north and some 50s in the south. We'll see the big warming trend starting on Friday and continuing on Saturday. Temperatures in the eastern Midwest will likely be in the 50s and 60s in many areas, and we'll likely see that contrast with temperatures in the single digits and teens in the northwestern Corn Belt on Saturday afternoon, while the rest of the western Corn Belt will see temperatures mostly in the 20s, 30s, and some 40s. The cold air will work its way further to the east as we get into next week, with much of the Midwest seeing temperatures run from the teens and 20s northwest to the 30s in the southeast. And our low temperatures at night will drop well below zero in the northwestern portions of the region, while the southeast will see temperatures mostly in the 20s, with a few teens possible. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.